Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the Coin Monks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly go to today's headlines. Binance re-christens its blockchain ecosystem, now called BNB Chain. $1 trillion opportunity. JP Morgan becomes first major bank in the metaverse. South Korean university to present NFT certificates for graduates. MasterCard expands consulting services to crypto. So let's start with our refresh feed. Firstly, Binance Smart Chain's main blockchain ecosystem has been renamed BNB Chain. The cryptocurrency previously known as the Binance Coin has been renamed BNB, which stands for Build and Build. Crypto exchange Binance has, in an unprecedented move, rebranded its base blockchain ecosystem to BNB Chain, which was previously known as the Binance Smart Chain. Alongside this, their token, which was earlier called the Binance Coin, has now become BNB, the acronym for Build and Build. The decisive move has been attributed to the group's aspirations of expansion and market takeover. It also calls our attention to the company's motives of not being directly associated with the blockchain and their token. This was initially sparked by Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao, as he tweeted that BNB stands for Build and Build, which further stands for Build the Community and Let the Community Build. A week later, it was ascertained by BNB Chain Ecosystem Coordinator Sami Karim, as he officially announced to the blog that over the years we've realized that BNB has evolved into something beyond Binance, and in fact, BNB means Build and Build. It's something CZ has tweeted before. Adding on to that, he said, the BNB ecosystem is bigger than Binance and has transcended Binance in terms of its use cases. This marks the further division of the BNB chain into BNB Beacon Chain and BNB Smart Chain. The ecosystem BSC, which is compatible with the Ethereum virtual machine and functions as a ground for smart contracts, will be undergoing a major revamp as Binance has allotted over $1 billion to strengthen its existing ecosystem. So moving ahead with our next segment for today, JP Morgan Chase, the United States' largest bank, has entered the metaverse in a big way, constructing a virtual lounge in the popular blockchain-based environment Decentraland after declaring the sector of $1 trillion possibility. Let's have a look at this amazing new episode of Does This Much Money Even Exist? Just kidding. Let's have a deeper dive into this one. A wandering tiger and a digitized picture of JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon greet visitors to the lounge, which is located in Decentraland's Metajuku Mall. Players may watch an executive's presentation on Bitcoin economics if they go upstairs. The Onyx launch, after called JP Morgan's in-house blockchain payment system, was revealed with a JP Morgan paper outlining the sorts of business prospects that may be found in the metaverse. The metaverse will likely infiltrate every sector in some way in the coming years, with the market opportunity estimated at over $1 trillion in annual revenues, according to the report, which also notes that $54 billion is spent on virtual goods each year, which is more than twice the amount spent on music. A surge of independent producers using Web3 to sell their work in innovative ways has been highlighted by JP Morgan as a driving force behind the metaverse's new economy. This democratic ownership economy, when combined with the prospect of interoperability, has the potential to open enormous economic opportunities, since digital goods and services are no longer bound to a single game platform or brand. According to JP Morgan, large brands are also driving more mainstream use of the metaverse. So moving ahead with our next segment for today, Sung Kyun Kwan Institution, a prestigious private university in Suwon, South Korea, plans to spice up its February 16 graduation ceremony by awarding NFT certificates to three graduates who excelled in school. Well, that's cool. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked. The notification reads as follows, according to local press coverage. The advantage of using NFT to create a certificate is that the original may always be retained without fear of loss or forgery, and it can be used as an official certificate anytime, anywhere. Moon Kyung Won, a 10th grade pharmacy graduate, will get the NFT award because he volunteered for 284 hours mentoring and counseling youngsters from North Korean refugee families, well beyond his 40-hour graduation requirement. Sung Kyun Kwan University recognized that its choice to utilize NFTs was influenced by blockchain technology, which transforms photos, music, and photographs into a non-replicable format, giving the content a unique identification value. According to the university, it's a tailored event for Generation Z's interest in virtual assets and metaverses, as well as a modest consolation for Corona students who have lost their college life as a result of the COVID-19 scenario. SKKU also intends to use blockchain technology to simplify administrative functions on campus. Ending up with our final segment, apparently MasterCard Inc., an American global financial services business, is increasing its consulting services and committing to many assist cryptocurrencies related initiatives. The extended consultancy offering will include open banking, open data and environment, social and governance, according to Purchase, a New York-based organization. MasterCard is a technology-driven company that is also renowned as one of the world's largest credit card payment companies. It is known to be interested in digital currencies as the next great force in payments. Cryptocurrencies have proven to be popular since they have often speedier and occasionally less expensive than traditional payment methods. Payments are only the start, says Raj Seshadri, president of MasterCard Data and Services. For the past 20 years, we worked with customers in banking, fintech, retail, travel, and other industries, assisting them in understanding and navigating every difficulty and opportunity presented to them. This shift in consulting is in response to the changing globe and our changing industry. It's about assisting consumers in navigating today's future issues, also while predicting the future. MasterCard's previous involvement in the digital currency ecosystem has included assisting banks and central banks in the adoption of digital assets. Notably, a MasterCard solution is used by a number of central banks across the globe in the design and deployment of CBDCs, allowing these Apex banks to test all potential situations before going live. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.